It's a Tuesday morning. With us, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Mike, tragic case, 20 people dead after a limousine crashed in Schoharie, New York, killing all 18 passengers of the limousine and two people in a parking lot across the street from the intersection where the accident occurred. You have an update this morning.
The state police criminal investigation is separate from the probe by the National Transportation Safety Board, which was already underway into that terrible tragedy in Schoharie over the weekend. State police records and the Times Union has reviewed some of those records shows that the driver of the limo did not have the proper license to drive a specially modified 2001 Ford Excursion, which was a vehicle which had failed multiple safety inspections. One of those inspections that was failed was as recently as last month. State Police Major Robert Patnode identified the probe into the crash as a criminal investigation. Sources close to the case said the agency's major crimes unit is examining whether there was negligence involved in the crash, and that could result in criminal charges. Also on Monday, state police and investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board were at the scene at the intersections of Route 30 and 30A in Schoharie doing more examinations. And that NTSB probe is expected to take perhaps as long as a year, or some have even taken up to 2 years. So we won't know the results of that for a long time. Meanwhile, the criminal investigation presses ahead. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state is going to court to get a cease and desist order to keep the business that own the limousine, Prestige Limousines. They're in Gansevoort, but their address is just outside Saratoga Springs in Wilton. The state wants to stop them from operating other limos until at least the studies are in. Troopers have seized all three of the firm's remaining limousines. The owner of the company, Shahed Hussein, is reportedly in Dubai. We tried to reach him and were unsuccessful. On Monday afternoon, his son, Numan Hussein, who has operated the company, met with state police investigators, and he had his attorney, Lee Kinlan of Albany, there. They declined to comment, but they're cooperating and answering questions, and they'll have more interviews with the state police. It turned out flaws in the limousine's hydraulic brakes were found during the State Department of Transportation inspections conducted this year and revealed the vehicle was not certified to carry more than the 10 passengers that were originally would fit in the vehicle before it was modified and made much longer. A lot of questions about limousines in general, and that's all being discussed. Meanwhile, as you mentioned, 2,500 people packed a bridge in downtown Amsterdam, where most of the victims are from, for a very touching candlelight vigil last night. You could see the flickering candles from a distance. It illuminated people's faces. People were crying. They were holding on to each other. It was a very poignant moment. Another vigil was planned for later today at the site of the crash in Schoharie.
Mike, there seems to be quite a history to the limousine company owner, and it involves quite a high-profile case from the Albany area.
Shahed Malik Hussein, who owns Prestige Limousine, according to state officials, is a former FBI informant who testified in several high-profile cases. Authorities have confirmed that it's the one and the same. He operated a gas station in Albany several years ago, and he became an informant helping the FBI investigate cases that targeted rings of what authorities were calling at the time people who were planning terrorist attacks. He had emigrated to the U.S. from Pakistan in 1993, and he held a green card when he was cooperating with the state police. He had been implicated in a DMV scandal, and in exchange for his involvement in being a witness in a famous Albany case and testifying against people accused of terrorist acts, those charges were dropped. He also participated in another FBI sting and was a witness in that in the city of Newburgh a few years later. So he has an interesting history. We tried to get a hold of him, but he's out of the country. They thought he was first in Pakistan, but now it turns out he's in Dubai, and he has been cooperating with state police.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Albany Times Union, joining us. For more, head to timesunion.com. And there's more of our conversation, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org.